So I'm just a few short weeks away from my final retirement. Now, I've been thinking about what's the best way to protect ourselves in the UK from Trump. And maybe we should try to outwit Trump by teaming up with other countries who think the same way that we do. You know what? It's not just a pipe dream. There are really strong signs that some major players are looking into this right now. If they can make it work, it would be game over for Trump's tariff game. Meanwhile, stock markets worldwide are taking a hit. I mean, that's slightly better today, but we've had three solid days of drops. Trump's not going to let a little thing like the tariffs being complete lunacy stop him from carrying on. But hey, Canada's about to go into a general election later this month, and it could actually be a big turning point in the whole global trade mess, I think. I mean, if the Canadian Liberal Party wins, which I think looks pretty likely at the moment, and Mark Carney then stays on as Prime Minister, we could see something really interesting happening. Now, it might be seriously bad news for Donald Trump. Apparently, Macron, Carney and a few others have really actually been chatting about how to handle Trump's protectionist tactics. It's not exactly a secret, but the big question is, what are they actually saying to each other? Well, Trump's strategy seems to be getting countries to come to him, cap in hand, individually, agree to much worse trade deals than they had before. And maybe that's in exchange for some kind of a break on these extortionate tariffs he's been touting. But that would mostly benefit America. We've heard that several countries have dropped everything to rush into talks with Trump and his people. I mean, the White House is boasting that 50 different governments have been trying to do this, but kind of who believes any of these stats coming out the White House nowadays? But that's not really what individual countries want right now. Some might think they've got a choice, though for most countries, hitting back with their own tariffs isn't an option. I mean, China's retaliated, haven't they? And they've got the power to do that a lot more. And Canada, you know, proud country, they've responded to. And the EU is looking at what they can do. Pretty much everyone else, it's pointless. If Trump is serious about taking a short-term hit for long-term gain, then he genuinely seems to believe what he's saying. And these retaliatory tariffs, they're just not going to cut it, you know. The smaller countries have got no bargaining power. But maybe there's another way. An alliance of countries that actually are committed to the current kind of rule-based trading system. If you add up the economies of Canada, the UK, Australia, Japan, the EU, they're actually bigger as a group than the Americas. And they do a lot of trade with each other. I mean, as well as America as well, obviously. But America definitely has the biggest single economy, so they can pick off other countries one by one. But if a few of us band together, it could be a different ball game. To start with, you'd need countries that only have big economies and trade a lot with America. But also, you'd need ones that are already used to working together. And once it proves it can work, it could easily bring in other countries as well. To me, it makes sense. It makes sense that the markets that are the ones I've been talking about, that the ones that are already trading with each other, probably do see eye to eye on preferring a systems based on rules, not just throwing your weight around and bullying your mates. And they definitely don't want to give in to Trump's demands. If we can actually get this alliance together, our combined economies are, you know, a bit bigger than America's. And that would mean we can make decisions a bit more like America does, really. They've got a single leader, especially now that their Congress has pretty much stepped back. Sure, our national interests between all these countries might be different, but the incentive to work together at the moment is definitely huge. I mean, what's the alternative? Well, there's probably a global recession letting Trump pick us off one by one on the way. And that's what he's doing with these small economies, scrambling to talk to him. Now, if this alliance actually does happen and they do start opening up trade routes between themselves, what you'd have is a trading network that could really rival America, but with the added bonus that it hasn't shut out the rest of the world as well. So that would be game over for Trump's tactics. I mean, seriously, it would. Now, I'm not saying it'll be easy to do that, but if our countries can find a way to soften the blow, maybe even avoid a recession altogether, then Trump's in trouble. If Carney wins the Canadian election, he seems really keen to be the driving force behind this alliance, which I think is why Canada could be so important. I mean, Carney's the one that's really pushing for this, and he'd be in a great position to lead it. This isn't just some wild idea. Canada's already been working on closer trade ties with the EU, and Labour wanted something similar before, but it actually becomes a lot less controversial now when you're facing threats from Trump. Plus, doing it with Canada, who are, you know, a fellow Commonwealth country, makes it seem a lot less like some kind of political statement to the public. I mean, working with Canada, nobody's going to accuse Canada of wanting to join the EU. So it wouldn't be seen as a way to sneakily reverse Brexit with the EU. What we'll be doing is doing exactly what Canada's doing, which is build an alliance. And that would avoid the controversy, which, you know, Labour's been trying to avoid any talk about Brexit at all. And if we can't get good access to American markets, we absolutely have to improve our access to the European markets. But this alliance could also mean Canada and the UK enjoying a much closer relationship with each other, which is something that Carney's been talking about and wanting. Now, remember, the post-Brexit trade talks with Canada kind of fell apart because of cheese, believe it or not. So there's definitely room for improvement. And if we can work on a different kind of arrangement, one that works for us both, then that'd be a big step forward in my eyes. Okay, so this isn't just about trade across the Atlantic, right? We're talking Australia, Brazil, and a bunch of others too. And Labour's already doing some things that fit into this idea. I mean, Starmer's been pushing back the deadline for hybrid cars, for example, which, you know, shows there's some kind of change in the politics there. And basically, any country that's comfortable trading with the EU, which would be, you know, obviously the core of this kind of alliance, they'll be feeling the pinch from Trump's tariffs. They might just jump on board. It could really turn into something big, I think. You know, sometimes you find unity when things get tough. And what about China? They could do something similar with countries they get along with better. Or if this new trading network proves it to stand up to Trump, then China might even decide to trade more with us. I mean, we're not talking a full-on free trade area here, just keeping trade barriers as low as possible between us all. Now, imagine Trump's reaction to that. He'd be throwing a ripe tantrum because his plans would only work on these really small countries. And his billionaire compatriots would be complaining because Trump's messing with their companies and they're losing a lot of money at the moment. And generally, the Republicans, they'd be moaning as well because the economy is going down the drain in America. And even with the kind of voter suppression tricks they're playing in America at the moment, they could be hammered in the midterms. Now, Trump's acting a bit like a mafia boss at the moment of the Republicans. But if he stops lining their pockets and loses his power, even threatening their positions in the primaries, that this bullying tactic's not going to work anymore. Now, his whole plan is already starting to fall apart. Even his own Secretary of State is contradicting what Trump's saying. I mean, they've got no idea what's going on. I guess that's the problem with billionaires. They're quite used to not having anyone properly challenging them until suddenly they decide to want to run for office. Now, back in the UK, the Conservatives and Reform UK are definitely going to push for us to cozy up a bit more to Trump. And they're already doing that. But why are they doing it? Slightly lower tariffs? Trump's not offering us a good deal. He's been giving us a choice between a bad and a worse deal. And I think the public's starting to see that, really. Of course, the UK government is still trying to get a good trade deal with the US. We'll continue to need to do that. But if this doesn't work, we do need a plan B. And that's just not giving in. If plan A works, it doesn't mean we can't do plan B as well. We can work with America and the EU and Canada. Starmer keeps saying it's not about choosing between the US and the EU. And he's saying that we can have closer ties with both. And I think he's right. Like I said, Trump might force us to choose, though. And if he does, the answer's obvious to me. We're guaranteed to get a worse deal from Trump, whatever happens, now and in the future as well. We've got way more potential to grow our trade by working with countries whose combined companies can actually rival America's. And ones that are also committed to trade and respect like we always had. Yeah. We know that Canada, UK, France and Germany are already talking about how to deal with this. There's a real push to avoid getting kind of sucked into Trump's bullying. But pretty much everyone, including the UK, wants to avoid a full-blown trade war. I mean, Trump's been thinking about this for decades, so he's not going to stop now. He's not going to reverse. He never reverses like that. That's why it makes sense that we're all talking about this, maybe even openly, and moving closer to a like-minded kind of market approach to it. Maybe a new trading bloc that promotes the rules-based system is a better option than Trump's protectionism. And if it works, more countries will want to join, and it's a way to stand up to Trump without making things worse. It's basically saying, okay, Trump, you know, you've taken your ball, but we've got our own ball. We're going to play our own game. So thanks for listening, guys, and I'd love to hear what you think. Let me know in the comments. Cheers.